Google builds email for politicians, but you have to trust Google. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Email can be a very vulnerable way to communicate, especially if you're sending around valuable information because you're a politician or a journalist or an activist. High-profile email users are targets for hackers trying to get them to click the wrong link and give up their passwords. Google actually offers a version of Gmail with extra security. You need a physical USB key to log in, and anyone can use it, but Google markets it to these high-profile users. Mark Risher is head of Google's account security team and creator of what's called the Advanced Protection Program.
What we realized was that while we do our utmost to protect everyone, there's some people that need really to turn it up to the max, that whether they are activists or journalists or political figures, the risk or the likelihood of an attack is particularly high. And so we built Advanced Protection, yes, as the Fort Knox to give them Google's strongest security offerings all in one place.
I mean, I suppose that even if you were, let's say, a candidate who was enrolled in Advanced Protection, but you were emailing somebody who wasn't, isn't the weakest link in any of your communication like the dumb person on the other end?
Well, I wouldn't say the dumb person because the attackers are going after everyone and they will look for wherever they can get through, and they have the advantage that they get to keep trying until they succeed. But you're right in your premise that communication is multi-party, it's two-way, and so if either side is compromised, then yes, there is a vulnerability.
Right. And I mean, I guess that raises the question, should anybody use email? Should sensitive information in this day and age be in email at all? It feels like a real question.
But the challenge is we need to communicate to do our jobs. You know, if we were to go live in a cave and only pass handwritten notes back and forth, it would be unlikely someone would steal those handwritten notes, but we also would be going at such low bandwidth we couldn't get our jobs done. You know, information sharing and all of these communication tools are tremendously valuable. For example, when we talk to political campaigns, they say, you know, think of a campaign as a startup that comes together just for a few months with just one objective. Every second counts. They're going as fast as possible, and they need to be able to use the wide panoply of communication tools at their disposal.
Mark Risher is head of Google's account security team. But people are still skeptical of Google. So we checked with an independent cybersecurity expert on whether even a higher security version of Gmail is a good idea. Bruce Schneier said he personally doesn't use Google at all. He said here in the U.S., the government can just subpoena your Gmail and Google has to hand it over. But he said in countries with autocratic regimes that can't just ask Google for email records, the program could be good protection from surveillance.
Nigeria and Kazakhstan, Syria and Ethiopia, a bunch of countries in the Arab states, a bunch of countries in Latin America, former Soviet republics. All these countries are using surveillance tools to spy on people for political purposes. And people who are at risk there, this is a great system.
Schneier said even U.S. citizens working in other countries with routine surveillance should definitely secure their email. And now for some related links. Even though the FCC officially repealed net neutrality, that wasn't enough for the Trump administration and the telecom industry. Several broadband lobbying groups and AT&T had actually petitioned the Supreme Court to overturn a 2016 ruling that upheld net neutrality rules as constitutional and within the purview of the FCC. Telecoms and the administration wanted the Supreme Court to throw out that ruling altogether so it could not be used as legal precedent down the road. But the High Court said no. Although Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice John Roberts recused themselves. Both of them said they totally would have overruled the lower court if they had been there, though. Another story you might have missed on a lighter note. Electric scooter company Bird launched its service in London, sort of. A law from 1835 has blocked the use of the scooters on Britain's streets. But the company can operate on private land with the owner's permission. So Bird scooters are available on a one-mile stretch of pathway in London's Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park. The head of Bird UK told Forbes, quote, "Technology always comes ahead of legislation." Considering Europe and the UK's attitude toward tech lately, he might not want to sing quite so loudly. Get it? 'Cause bird. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
I'm Shepard from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I listen to Marketplace several times, actually, every day, because it's got the economic news and developments that are important to me. I donate to Marketplace so that it can be available to everyone, and I hope you'll join me in this effort. Thanks.
To join Shepard as a Marketplace investor, donate online at marketplace.org.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.